This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News.
It's Thursday, October 23rd. I'm Katie Brown. The 11th International Spinach Conference is returning to the United States for the first time in over 10 years. KAZU's Allison Arisman has more.
Cal State Monterey Bay is hosting the event, which brings together farmers, researchers, industry leaders, and students. J.P. Dundor Arias is an associate professor of plant pathology at CSUMB.
The fact that they're coming now to the CSUMB is really a testament of the growth of our presence and the visibility that the university has gained within the agriculture industry.
He says Monterey County is one of the most innovative and important spinach-producing regions in the world. CSUMB holds the broadcast license for KAZU. Allison Ayersman, KAZU.
Governor Gavin Newsom's administration began notifying counties on Tuesday that CalFresh benefits could be delayed starting in November if the federal government doesn't reopen this week. From our California newsroom partner Cap Radio, Laura Fitzgerald reports.
CalFresh is California's program for distributing SNAP benefits, sometimes referred to as food stamps. Around 5.5 million Californians rely on CalFresh cards to purchase food. Stacia Levenfeld heads the California Association of Food Banks and says community organizations are bracing for an increase in demand.
We're starting to see some food banks in different parts of the state who are seeing an uptick 20% or more of visitors since the shutdown began.
In a statement, Newsom blamed President Donald Trump and congressional Republicans for the shutdown and the impending benefits delay.
That was Laura Fitzgerald in Sacramento. That's it for Monterey Bay Today. We'll be back with more local news tomorrow morning.